U.S. Marshals continue to search for assets of Dixon's ex-comptroller Rita Crundwell. That includes winnings from horses she once owned. People thought Rita Crundwell supported her lavish lifestyle through horses, but in 2012, Crundwell pleaded guilty to wire fraud and embezzling more than $53 million from the city of Dixon. The embezzler and She's a Fancy Felon are just a few of the horses named in an appendix of documents filed this week in Northern District of Illinois Court. According to Jason Wadillo with the U.S. Marshals Service, the motion is specific to royalties that are due and payable to Crundwell for horses she once bred. She no longer owns them, but because they're enrolled in several incentive programs, they're eligible to cash payouts as long as they're showing. Those are the assets U.S. Marshals are pursuing.
Thereby taking the owner or the breeder, if you will, changing that in their databases from Rita Crundwell to the United States of America.
He says the request is to get one court order that would allow the government to be entitled to the funds in all future years. Wadillo says he can't speak for the new owners, but adds,
Perhaps their creativity in naming these horses, dates back to being tied to Rita Crundwell, who in fact is an embezzler, is a convicted felon, and so they're being very creative, it appears, in the naming of some of the horses.
The court will evaluate the request. Wadillo also says more show clothes once owned by Crundwell continue to be recovered, and another auction is planned. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.